Volkswagen's emissions cheating scandal could go further, potentially leading to criminal charges. From Marketplace in New York, I'm Lizzie O'Leary, in for David Brancaccio, with the Marketplace Midday Update. Volkswagen could be hit with significant fines after U.S. prosecutors reportedly found evidence of criminal wrongdoing during their investigation of the carmaker's diesel emissions cheating scandal. That's the highlight of a story in the Wall Street Journal today. One of the authors, Aruna Viswanatha, is with us now. Good morning.
Thank you for having me.
This is a new development. We haven't seen criminal charges in this case so far. What kind of potential penalty are we talking about?
I think we're talking about a potential multi-billion dollar penalty. At this point in the discussions, we don't have a good sense of how much credit they'll get for money that they're already paying out in connection with resolving related cases, but I think we're definitely talking about something that could reach into the billions.
If we don't know what the potential criminal charges are, what do we know about how the Justice Department has criminally charged automakers in the past?
They've brought similar cases like this under theories of wire fraud and charges of making false statements to the government. And in this case, that seems to be what they're pursuing as well. You have Volkswagen deliberately misleading the EPA, and those sets of facts might present themselves well for a false statements type charge.
And since they did admit in their sort of civil settlement that, you know, they'd installed this emissions cheating software, what's the likely outcome for the company when you kind of look down the road a little bit?
I think we're talking about more money that they have to pay out, and there's still no complete fix for the 2-liter cars. And so I think it's a pretty long road still ahead in terms of trying to fix the vehicles and then get all of these investigations and settle all of these cases and put them all behind them. It's a pretty long road.
Aruna Viswanatha from The Wall Street Journal. Thanks. Now let's do the numbers. The 100-share index in London is down about 0.3%. The DAX in Germany down about 0.6%. Dow, S&P, and NASDAQ futures are all down. The Home Depot reported profits this morning that matched Wall Street's expectations of a strong quarter. Home improvement chains have been cashing in on the housing market rebound as buyers, both new and old, fix up their investments. As Marketplace's Amy Scott reports, these stores have also figured out how to defend themselves against something known as the Amazon effect.
Even in the age of free 2-day shipping, sometimes you just need to go to a store, like when you're picking out a new faucet or your doorknob breaks at 2:00 on a Saturday.
It's just a lot easier to walk in and say, hey, I've got this thing I need to fix. Can you show me where it is in the aisle?
That's analyst Joe Feldman with Telsey Advisory Group. Home Depot has also invested heavily in its own online business. And even then, Seth Basham at Wedbush Securities says around 40% of online orders are picked up in the store, where customers often buy something else. Many shoppers order online from within the store, through a kiosk or on their own phones.
Essentially, you have more of an endless aisle effect where you can access a lot more merchandise than the store could actually hold.
Home Depot says about a quarter of its business is more vulnerable to online competition. Things like power tools and small appliances, which are easy to ship and easy to compare across different websites. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.
You might not know it from old westerns, but many of the bull riders and cattle ropers of the world are people of color. African Americans, Latinos, and Native Americans played a key role in the settlement of the American West and the development of rodeo. As Georgia Public Broadcasting's Emily Jones reports, special rodeos geared toward those groups highlight that history and aim to bring new fans into the sport.
It's the first trip to the rodeo for Ramona Famble and her friends Toy Denson and Rashima Johnson. And they don't quite know the rules yet.
That rope has to break before the horse goes, and that horse broke the rope.
Yeah, but I think they time it.
Okay.
Even though they're not experts, they're enjoying the show.
Like not knowing what to expect, and then you saw the first guy go out, and he like tackles this bull, and he like jumps on him, and he rolls around in the dirt. You know, I'm like, wow.
These women didn't know about black rodeos until one came to Savannah, Georgia, where they live. Atlanta Black Rodeo Association founder Keith Roberts says that's fairly common.
A lot of the African-American community doesn't know about black cowboys, and so that was one way to educate them and entertain them at the same time. And if you go to regular rodeo, you don't see a lot of blacks at regular rodeo.
Tracy Owens-Patton with the University of Wyoming says professional rodeo itself was never officially segregated, but separate rodeos cropped up as Jim Crow laws kept riders of color out of venues. And now?
Rodeo has been slow, I would argue, in just feeling like a welcoming place to some of the rodeo participants.
Robert says he never faced overt exclusion as a rider, but he says it's still tough to draw new fans, especially fans of color, to rodeo. This black rodeo in Savannah certainly converted a few new fans, like Rashima Johnson.
This is my first time. Such an awesome event. Definitely, definitely worth it.
Johnson was one of almost 2,400 people in the arena. In Savannah, Georgia, I'm Emily Jones for Marketplace.
We're also following news this morning that the insurance company Aetna announced a major pullback last night from the health insurance exchanges set up under the Affordable Care Act. Aetna says it will stop selling health insurance on exchanges in about two-thirds of the counties it now serves, citing financial losses. This follows similar pullbacks from the other two big insurance companies, United Health and Humana. You can hear more of our coverage of this issue at Marketplace.org or on our first podcast of the day. In New York, I'm Lizzie O'Leary with the Marketplace Midday Update. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.